Today is a feast day in our church year to celebrate Christ the King. And you heard in your gospel lesson echoes of times that it was clear from the people around Jesus that they recognized him as a king. The Magi, back in the second chapter of Matthew, said, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews?" So from even other countries, they recognized that. It was 33 years after that that Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus replied to him, "My kingdom is not of this world." So it's not an earthly kind of king that he is. Pilate, though, ordered the inscription over the cross of Jesus to read, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." Herod was afraid of Jesus as being a rival for Herod's kingship, and Herod was very protective of that kingship. Pilate didn't understand how anybody could look at this itinerant preacher who had no crown, he had no scepter, he had no throne, but he was considered by some to be king. It was really only a small gathering who did follow him, and they listened to him preach, and they saw the way he ministered to people, that they understood that he was a very different kind of leader. His kingship was a spiritual kingship, and that is the kingship that we make note of today, and we celebrate, and we focus on for this day. We honor his reign as our spiritual king. And it brings up the point of, rather than our looking at what kind of king he is, it probably is a more important task for you and me as Christians to look at, in what way is Jesus king of my life? In what way is Jesus king of your life? And I found some great wisdom in the writing of Richard Foster, and I've brought up his book before, Celebration of Discipline, and it has a great, I think, a study of that I want to share with you this morning. It's brief. Richard Foster is a Quaker writer. He's a spiritual teacher. He's still around, but that book is considered one of the primary documents in Christian theology for us to study. And what he did was to look at the lives of the Christians in Scripture, and to look at saints through history and the way they live their lives. And by doing that, he was able to pull out of that three characteristics of their lives that call for intentional focus. But the result of having it focus on these three items, it allows them to experience the good life of the kingdom of God. And that's the kingdom that Jesus was born to teach us about, that he lived to minister about, and that he died to protect. And so it's important for us to spend time to not just think about, yes, Jesus is my king, but to really drill down and to look in more detail about what that says about the character values that we should consider and reflect on in our own lives. So let's look at those characteristics. The first one is provision. And Foster writes that this involves all things that are necessary to carry on human life. And that's an important distinction about what we believe as Christians, because we don't think physical things are bad. There are some religions that do. They think anything physical is evil and only the spiritual is good. And so we are different in having a very Celtic kind of spirituality, that we really believe that the heartbeat of God, the fingerprint of God is in all of physical creation. When God finished every phase of it, he stood back and said, "It is good." And so we celebrate that goodness of creation. And it's important for us to recognize that those provisions that are in our lives, the houses we get to enjoy, the cars that we drive, the watches we wear, the iPhones that we talk on, all of those things are provided. They're provisions from God. Where the danger comes in is when we end up finding the goal being to acquire those provisions and say that that's the goal of our life, because now those material things have become our God. That's what we have put as the highest priority in our life. And I think of that when I drive down Santa Ana Road. I see these little homes that can't be more than about 800 or 900 square feet, and families are living in them and lived in them for years. And my home is a 3-bedroom rancher, and it's the smallest one in the neighborhood. All the rest of them are 2-story homes with 5 or 6 bedrooms and 4 or 5 baths, and they have 2 people living in them. You go, okay, maybe we've amassed too much material in some way. So it's something to reflect on and to really determine, have I decided that this issue of provision that God has provided to me is a blessing and something for me to look at God and to say thank you for God, and not to allow the amassing of the collecting of provision to be what we worship. The second is place. So first was provision, then place. And Foster writes, this is a mutually understood and accepted set of personal relationships that give identity to a person's life. Okay. That mouthful really says, in my case, my place is I'm a priest. I'm your priest. And at the same time as being a priest, I'm also a husband and a father and a grandfather and an uncle. So there are these social relationships that I have that give my life meaning. And if I recognize those as being part of God's blessing, it's helping me to really look at this issue of place as really being a spiritual discipline. For me to recognize those relationships that I have as husband and father and grandfather and uncle as being part of my purpose in life, to fulfill God's purpose through those relationships. We can end up having a connotation used that somebody is told to know their place. Well, that's a negative connotation to this idea of place. But the point of it is for us to seek out the spiritual disciplines of submission, service, and guidance. So those are 3 spiritual disciplines in Foster's book that he gets into the detail of what those are. But they all relate to us recognizing and honoring and thanking God for our place. Because understanding that about ourselves and recognizing it as something that God has given us helps center us. Because we know I'm fulfilling God's purpose through living out those relationships. Okay, the third and last one is personality. So we have provision and place and personality. Again, a quote from Foster. This characteristic refers to the inward person expressed in certain determinate ways or ingrained habits. And this is where the upcoming season of Advent comes in for us, because for us to enjoy this good life of God's kingdom requires us to do some inventory about the habits that we have developed to intentionally move ourselves closer in our relationship to God and our awareness of God. At the same time, we might have developed some habits that don't do that, and we need to determine whether we need to change some things in order to refocus what is our priority. So this Sunday, we are coming to the end of the liturgical year. Next Sunday is the first Sunday in Advent. It's New Year's Day for the Christian church. The church starts over again at the first of Advent. And so this really is a prime time for us to reflect back over the last year and weighing what are the things that have helped me to do good things, be effective in my role as a Christian in the world, and where are things that maybe that has not happened, and are there changes that I should make for the year ahead. All of this comes down to our own will. It's a decision to place our lives in the hands of our spiritual king. We need to decide whether we are going to learn and adopt spiritual habits so we might better recognize that our own needs are being met by God and our sense of identity is being provided as a gift from God. And our inward life feels whole because we recognize the personality that we're offering as Christians to the world. Christ becomes our King through our keeping a balance of those three things: provision, place, and personality. That's the world that I want to live in, and to see it more often in my day, to be aware of it, to share it more effectively with the people around me. That's the life that I can look back on in my day and through the past year and say, I have experienced the good life of the kingdom of God, and I have shared that life with other people. That is the life where Christ is King. Amen.